Well, downtown Petersburg's busy with the annual celebration of Norwegian culture and local color as the 54th Little Norway Festival continues. There's plenty of food, drink, music, and dancing, and this weekend promises plenty more. That includes the annual Lop the Loop run on Saturday morning. Donnie Hayes is Petersburg's Parks and Recreation Director.
Lop the Loop is a full 7K, which is just about just under 5 miles. We will have two different aid stations, Gatorade, water out at the race, on the race course, bathrooms available. We will have a brand new timing system with our chip timing. The race will also include a race package with the maps of the course, and then also a free t-shirt that goes along with it as well. The cost is $25 per person or $40 per family. We will be doing a few registrations, but we are only taking 75 racers this year altogether. So we're just a few people away from that 75.
For the rest of the weekend's events, I sat down with Festival Committee co-chairs Holly Flint and Katie Corio to talk about the schedule for Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday morning, starting at 9 a.m. this year, the U.S. Coast Guard will have the Anacapa and the Elderberry open for an open house for the community to come down and check out the boats and thank our servicemen and women for all that they do.
Then there's the Pickled Herring Band again down on Main Street, the Dolly Derby.
The Dolly Derby will be starting at 10 a.m. on Saturday, and we are really excited. It's always a popular event with young fishermen and fisher ladies. And come on down, register, and then the fish and game will help weigh fish and prizes. Some really neat prizes will be given out for the winning dolly.
My wife's favorite event is the Café Hus at the Sons of Norway Hall. Can one of you guys describe some of the goodies that can be found there?
Well, of course, the open sandwiches. Lots of cookies and pastries from Wienerbröd to Krumkaka, Waffler.
Almond Puff.
The Hoos Fleet's open again with all sorts of booths all throughout Main Street. And then the Women of the Moose, they're making beer bits as usual.
Yes, these sell out quick. They're delicious beer bits.
This is a big special event for this year, of course, is the Volunteer Fire Department's grand opening.
Yes, Station 1 will be celebrating their grand opening. They will have the official ribbon-cutting ceremony taking place at 1. There's going to be tours, food, door prizes, and they have some really great things planned.
It's a pretty amazing building for folks who haven't seen it yet. At noon, the beer garden starts up again, sponsored by the Harbor Bar. There's the Viking and Valkyrie Jail, so look out. And then there's the Wooden Boat Regatta and Boat Show.
This is really cool. It's the second annual boat show and regatta. There's three heats this year, the traditional rowboat race, kayaks and canoes, and then Norwegian fairing. They're all handcrafted wooden vessels. The race begins at the Harbor Master dock at 1:30. They row out to the buoy in front of Icicle and come back. The vessels will be on display after the race, so if you can't see the race, make sure you come down and check them out. They're works of art.
Yeah, there's some cool boats there, I know. There's also a Coast Guard helicopter search and rescue demo. I think they've done this before. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, last year they did it, and it is really neat. A Jayhawk is going to come from the Sitka station and rescue someone from the water. You can watch from the end of Dock Street, which is where the Anacapa harbors.
And then the Pickled Herring Band will be at 2 p.m. They'll be at the high school gym for the pageant, which starts at 3.
Yep, come on up and listen to the Pickled Herring Band and do some dancing before the pageant gets started.
Katie, can you tell folks a bit about what the pageant is?
So the pageant's a great time for the community to come and support the students as they've been practicing and learning new dances.
I understand the writer laureate for this year, Lee Ribbick, they'll be reading some of his work, some of his poetry?
Yes, he's going to have about a 3 to 5 minute reading of his work during the pageant.
I don't think the dancing would be possible without Heidi Lee, who arranges the kids every year and teaches them.
Heidi does a really nice job. She has so much patience and skill for teaching children traditional Norwegian dances, and she just has such joy while she's doing it, and we really appreciate all the time and effort that she puts into it.
She pretty much has a constant smile on her face when
she's
with the kids, I think.
Following the pageant is going to be the all-you-can-eat shrimp feed. Make sure you get your tickets early, because those usually sell out as well. That's the Petersburg High School basketball teams puts that on. Saturday night will be your last chance to catch the Wash Your Troubles Away or Dirty Deeds Come Undone. So if you haven't had a chance to see it yet, make sure you set time aside at 7 p.m. on Saturday to see them at Cuff Mummers.
Sunday, May 20th. It's always kind of the wind-down day, of course, after the festival wraps up.
But it does start out early at 8 a.m. with the annual festival pancake breakfast at St. Catherine's Church.
The Klaus Museum's still open, as well as the Visitor Center. And then the softball tournament, they're going to be getting their championship game.
Yes, that championship game will take place at noon. So if you've been following the tournament, or if you just are coming for your first game, be sure and go up there and support the local teams as they have their championship round. The Rotary Seafood Bake and Barbecue will take place at noon. This is the ultimate in all sorts of grilled seafood and fabulous foods to partake in, so make sure to stop out to Sandy Beach Park and support the local Rotary.
And it's the last chance to hear the Pickled Herring Band for a whole nother year.
That's a brief overlook of many of the events coming up on Saturday and Sunday. And a couple other events that didn't make it to the schedule in time for our interview is Keto's Cave is having a DJ come down from Juneau for Friday tonight and Saturday night. And also Saturday night, there'll be a special performance by Petersburg's own Ashawn McKay, who's known as Lil Realist. That's coming up on Saturday night.